December 1975, saw business on the brink. The mighty Chrysler Empire looked as if it was about to sink. Perhaps the time had come, we thought, for us to take control and nationalize the management who badly played the role. But far away across the sea, someone was making plans. The mighty Chrysler Emperor, he laughed and rubbed his hands. The plans to move production out to cunning and great skill, oh, to ship works to Europe and get the British to foot the bill. All right, baby, you heard me now. But when Ricardo went to tea alone at number 10, he did not eat the humble pie served up by RPM. Oh no, he made a lot of money. The donkeys gained lots of men. And we'll never play strip Chrysler with unsavory yanks again. And here we have our chorus in a nutshell put for you. Now this John Ricardo was a bigger bleeding gangster than George Raft, and we wouldn't let him in. Now if he'd been on the other side of the table from us, we'd have said,
to our old son, it's been great fun. Don't miss the plane, you'll have to run. Goodbye, old chum, sweet dreams and toodaloo. Goodbye, old chum, sweet dreams and toodaloo.